like a tall glass of lemonade when it's burning hot on summer days. She's exactly what I need.
Most of the principles of entrepreneurship can be illustrated in a structure as simple as the neighborhood lemonade stand. A few raw materials creatively combined and marketed with pizzazz. It works as well on a large scale as a small, and it's likely that many of today's success stories started just that simply. A program called Lemonade Alley is based on that notion. Young entrepreneurs compete in conditions that mirror real life. Steve Sue is the chief lemonhead, and he's with us this morning.
Hey,
good morning,
Chris.
Steve.
How's it?
I've never met a lemonhead before, but...
That's the best title I've ever had, for sure.
I would think so, yeah. How did this whole idea come about?
Well, back in 2011, APEC, you remember that world conference
came?
And President Obama and all these world leaders from around the world came. Mm-hmm. And many of the businesses were kind of a little bit sore that we weren't garnering that international press attention here. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, let's do a little press op and, you know, photo opportunity. And the idea came up, let's have kids show the world how to save the economy. Because back in that day, you know, we were in the midst of a recession.
Yeah, we needed somebody.
We might still be in that recession. But, yeah, we needed somebody. And we thought, well, what a great way to make the world better, but to have the kids show us the way.
Yeah.
And the most interesting thing that came about it for me was that they really do have this fresh perspective on business. What, you know, what do we need to do to make this world better? Mm-hmm. And frankly, business is, to me, about being helpful. You know, that's the basis of it. We, as adults, we get so bent out of shape with, oh, I've got to make a living. I've got to win a political election. I mean, this whole thing with the presidential election now is crazy, right?
Yeah.
But kids take it back to the very basics of businesses because I'm trying to be helpful. And if you do that as an adult, you will have a much better business for sure because, of course, you know, customer centricity. If I do something that's good for other people, they love me, I love them, then your business goes around and it becomes great. So with Lemonade Alley, what we try to teach the kids is that we have this mantra, it's profit to share. So the idea is make a business, make a profit, earn your living, but share some of it.
Yeah.
And so the idea behind Lemonade Alley is that every team that plays at Lemonade Alley gets to choose a charity of their choice, and that's where their proceeds go to. So we're trying to teach them good business ethics.
You know, Steve, I can remember a time not that long ago when business was taught with all kinds of analogies to Sun Tzu's Art of War and, you know, crush the competition, right?
And,
is that a changing ethos, you think?
I sure hope so because, you know, I don't believe in it. I really believe that you need to go find the people you're competing against and ideally make them your partners because we can all do something a little bit different. You know, a business that's similar to yours might be good a little bit upstream from you or a little bit downstream from you or just a little bit different audience. So why fight? There's plenty of market in the world to go around.
The rising tide lifts all boats. Yeah?
You got it, yeah. And that's what we see at Lemonade Alley. You think, oh, well, how many lemonade stands can you have in a row that can
exactly.
make money, right?
Yeah, that was, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but these kids, we've had 100 teams in 5 years now, just in Honolulu alone. So you take that 100 teams, you think, could they, you know, how could they come up with 100 different names? How could they come up with 100 different recipes? How could they, you know, sell lemonade side by side? Yet they do. And I've never tasted two recipes the same. They're all so distinct. And this is the invention of children at work.
Yeah.
It's incredible what they do. They do frozen recipes. They do hot recipes. They put all sorts of interesting ingredients in, things you would never suspect. It. Could a chili pepper work well in lemonade? Wow, right?
Yeah.
Could they do a lemonade without sugar? Could you do a sun tea? We're teaching them to redefine what lemonade is. It's not just a sugary substance because obviously it's not good for your teeth and it's certainly not good for your body to load it with sugar. And in the context of Lemonade Alley, to have 20 lemonades that all of us as adults who want to taste every one, wow, I can't take them all, right?
Yeah.
So the one that is like that palate cleanser, the cucumber water with that little twist of lemon, it's really refreshing at that moment in time. Mm-hmm. So the context of business is something that kids, they innately know. They innately know things like, I'm going to do an upsell. And we as adults go, oh, yeah, that's the magazine at the grocery store, right? You're standing in the checkout line and you know the grocery store is making more percentage revenue on that. They're making more profit on that. But the kids are thinking, well, like the grocery store, can I sell something else? Can I do a baked good? Can I do a craft? Can I do a game?
Their minds you've already got people standing at your lemonade stand.
Yeah, or how, you know, a way to attract more people to your lemonade stand. So you'll see this at Pearl Ridge Center next Saturday.
Yeah.
Where come down. It's a family, you know, fun event, free to the public. Come on in and just see what these kids are inventing. It's truly incredible.
Steve, it sounds as if they've really grown up speaking a very contemporary language of marketing and
sure.
and product creation, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, these kids, they know all the basics of business. You know, we're so inundated with marketing and advertising all the time. And of course, we all walk into malls and we all know retail. So these kids are just basically going out and expressing on a canvas that they already know. You know, give them blank canvas, they'll start painting. And they will paint something that's truly incredible. They don't bring the baggage to the whole thing that adults might. You know, we can only do things a certain way because there's Common Core, and we can only do this type of profession. Or they'll knock the wheels off of it, and they'll start afresh.
You know, so everybody's got what's essentially water with lemon and some kind of sweetener, and even if you have a better mousetrap,
yes,
you've still got to differentiate yourself through your marketing, through your clever name, your gimmick.
So the kids are judged on several criteria. One is certainly is sales. How much money are they making for their charity? Mm-hmm. The kids also have a taste test. So the taste tests are judges at a stage, and we have an entertainment stage at the event. So there's a lot of really fun music and things. But among the music, there's judging sections. So one of the judging sections is the taste test. And what the kids do is they bring the lemonade to the stage. They get judged on sweet to sour ratio, lemoniness, mouthfeel, and cupping. So there's specific criteria that were actually developed by sommeliers back in the early days when we started this competition.
Uh-huh.
So it's very relevant to what, you know, foodies might look at for this type of product. Then they're judged on their sales pitch. They get 1 minute on stage. That's always one of the most popular segments in the show. It's about an hour and a half, starts about 5 o'clock in that afternoon, Saturday. And what the kids do is every team gets a minute to pitch why the lemonade is the best and why you should go taste it.
So that's where you put your best communicator forward.
Oh, boy. Well, the whole team, actually. We know we have teams that are coming with whole dance troupes this year. So you'll see like 30 kids on a stage doing a dance number or, you know, there's a lot of rapping usually. There's always something that's really knocking the socks off of that stage. And I tell you, when you see, you know, first graders doing a dance together, and you know that they've been rehearsing this for weeks. It's incredible to see the outflow of human capital and effort from these kids, and they do an amazing job.
It really sounds as if it could really do some good, Steve.
That's the goal, yeah.
That's the goal. Thanks very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Steve Sue is the chief lemon head and chairman of Lemonade Alley, a competition for young entrepreneurs. On Saturday, April 9th at Pearl Ridge, it's free. The public is invited. And you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.